For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday morning to you. I know some people are already taking the day off as they're preparing for their Thanksgiving celebration. Some people are traveling. Gosh, I hope you have the most fantastic holiday called Thanksgiving. I hope Thanksgiving can be in your heart every single moment of every single day because Jesus is Lord. And if he lives within you, mercy. We have much to be thankful for, don't we, brothers and sisters? And look, before I get into this teaching, this all-important Hezekiah prayer, I want to remind you that we are preparing for our outreach to the homeless. We call it Hands and Feet. And I just got in the mail our gloves. We've gotten 240 pairs of warm gloves and 180 pairs of socks. And we have partners who are going to make jambalaya. And then we partner with Victory Fellowship Church, and we're all heading to the New Orleans Mission on November the 30th. And I'll make sure and get all the times and the schedule posted to my website. But if you'd like to join us, it's a tremendous outreach. And what a seasonal time to do this. It is getting colder, and it's hands and feet of Jesus. Amen? And then also, as I love to do, love doing my meetings. We do meetings everywhere. And we will do a Christmas luncheon and teaching. Lots of people already registered, but we want you. It's $26, full-blown lunch, teaching. I've got Renee and Chuck Cuvier and my band coming. We'll be at Metairie Country Club right in Metairie, $26. And that's December the 7th from 11:30 to 2. You will love it. Take time off work. Bring a friend. It's a great time, isn't it, brothers and sisters? You bring someone, I get to talk to them about Christ. Atmosphere is fabulous. Anyway, you get the picture. I want to hear from you. All right, Hezekiah's prayer. If you're just tuning in, we were saying how God really redirected my entire broadcast for the week to get this prayer in. Because in the ministry, and within 1 hour, we received four very strong prayer requests. And I just felt God say, you know what? They're going to have to do some unlearning of how they've learned how to respond. And so that's what this is. I'm out of Isaiah 37 and 38. Hezekiah in 38 received a bad report that his life was over. And you'll see in verse 2, he turns his face to the wall and he says, oh God, he sensed it one time yet, brothers and sisters. And God indeed answers his prayer and extends his life 15 more years. So now I'm backing up to chapter 37. Hezekiah receives a letter from the hand of messengers, and it's literally like, look, Isaiah, I'm taking you down and I'm taking your nation down. And this is what Isaiah does. He goes up to the house of the Lord and he spreads the report and he cries to God and he starts to acknowledge God's character. Instead of praying from a place of panic, you want to start to pray from a place of trust and confidence, the best way you know how. And the best way to do that is start focusing on the character of God. You start shifting the center of your focus from your problems to God's character. John 1:3, all things were made through him. And without him, God, nothing was made that was made. See, you're beginning with God's character. Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We're worshiping God before bringing petitions. This helps us to have a relationship with God, not just a quick fix, not just fix it, help me. Okay, great, thank you for answering my prayer. He's not a genie in a bottle. He's God. And this will help you. So you start, number one, shifting the center of your focus from your problem to God's character. That's what Hezekiah did. Look it up in Isaiah 37. Oh, Lord, you dwell between the cherubim. You are God, he says. Number two, because of God's character, we begin to have confidence in him, that he's on it. He's with us. See, that's maturity. And then eventually you'll see God's name and glory are at stake. Oh God, come on, I want this to happen. It's for all of us and for the kingdom. Well, I want you to join me for the next points on how Hezekiah prayed. On a future and a hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.